Hello and welcome to the Drink Tank Review of Books. A work that's relatable. Okay, so this is the fourth part of the Stephen Baxter Tribute of Awesomeness. Stephen Baxter, of course, the hard SF writer from England, or actually I think he's from Scotland, but, you know, England, Scotland, they're all the same, right? Oh God, is Charlie Strauss going to get me now? Anyhow, I'm going to not talk about a specific book so much as about Baxter, the writer, as I have encountered him and what I've learned from doing the Stephen Baxter issue of The Drink Tank, the sixth annual giant-sized annual, available on efanzines.com. Issue number, I believe, 271 of The Drink Tank. And sort of talk a little bit about how it moved me, because Baxter is an author that has changed me as a reader. And this is something I talk a little bit about in the issue and talk a lot more about now. Actually, now I talk about it before I wrote about it. Baxter the writer is at times as hard, as scientific, as realistic as you could possibly find. He is at the same time gummy, jumbled up, and out of his gourd imaginative in completely different ways. I present to you the difference between Arc, a novel which takes wonderful political moments that are really thoroughly understood, and some beautiful science of space travel, and in particular of signal processing. That may sound strange, but it's really interesting there. And wraps it all in a story which consists of a world which has more water than it could fill, possibly higher than Everest. So there's that. The absurd and the realistic, side by side. And that juxtaposition is part of what I love about Baxter. He puts things next to each other in a way that makes you look at both of them through very different lenses. This shows very, very well in Coalescent, where there is a storyline which is Rome and the foundation of the Order, which goes forth and becomes the modern thing that Stephen Baxter's main character George goes and infiltrates. And there's a story of the modern George Poole finding out his route, trying to find his sister, and getting into this Order thing. Both very, very different stories. One more powerful than the other. I think that the story of the Romans is much, much more impressive than the modern day one. But there's so much to it. And it's so great to see them next to each other. Another novel in which he does that is one of my favorite of his novels, actually, is Evolution, where you have a modern day moment of peril. And you see how it relates to future and past moments of peril. It's very, very sort of disconcerting to see the threads, but when you start to see them, you start to get it. And it's not a grand, you know, all wrapped up and neatly in a little bow, but it's more of a there are pieces of our ancestry and our future ancestors which tie together so nicely. It's a really, really powerful little story. I love it. I really do. But on the other hand, sometimes he slips. I love the novel Anti-Ice, but I won't claim that it's high art. It's a lot of fun, but it doesn't have that sort of combination of the human and the scientific and the scienti-human, so forth. Which, you know, which would be nice to have. I think it'd make a nice little touch of a steampunk story. Another, you know, novel that I was a big fan of, I think it was the first one I read of his, was Ring. Or maybe it was Raft. I think it was Ring. And I went, huh, that's cool. Raft is a story that, you know, it doesn't have that playoff of the two sides, but it's good. But the thing is, when Baxter's at his best, He is taking you on parallel divergent journeys that eventually converge. And that is a powerful thing. A writer who can do that and do that well is really, really awesome. And Baxter is probably my favorite for doing that right now. So there you go. This is the fourth of the Stephen Baxter episodes of the Drink Tank Review of Books. So please come back next time when we'll be talking about books.